From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting the United States has officially accused Russia of being behind several computer attacks aimed at influencing the U.S. presidential election. A joint statement by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and the Department of Homeland Security said Friday that based on the scope and sensitivity of the hacks, only Russia's senior-most officials could have authorized the activity. DHS says some U.S. states have seen scanning and probing of their election-related systems, which in most cases, it says, originated from servers operated by a Russian company. However, the statement says the U.S. is not in a position to attribute this activity to the Russian government. Russia has repeatedly rejected accusations that it hacks the United States. The Interfax news agency reported Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the accusations against Russia were, in his words, nonsense. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is calling for a war crimes investigation of Russia and Syria following an attack Thursday on a Syrian hospital which left 20 people dead and 100 wounded. Kerry said that those responsible must be held accountable for the violence.
Russia and the regime owe the world more than an explanation about why they keep hitting hospitals and medical facilities and children and women.
Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova called Kerry's statement propaganda. She said there are some very serious legal consequences behind this terminology and accused the secretary of using the terms to inflame the situation. Also Friday, Russia said it would veto a draft UN Security Council resolution that would put an end to airstrikes in Aleppo. This is VOA News. Hurricane Matthew is unleashing powerful winds and heavy rains on the southeastern United States, while the death toll continues to mount in storm-ravaged Haiti. The National Weather Service said Matthew has weakened somewhat to a Category 2 storm, with sustained winds of 177 kilometers per hour. The storm is southeast of Charleston, South Carolina, and is expected to move north in the next 24 hours. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley urged everyone in Matthew's path to evacuate.
Please evacuate, even if it's to a shelter. Even if you suddenly are sitting at home, we have shelters in Charleston and in every county on the coast that we can have and take care of you during this process.
Matthew has already left hundreds dead in the Caribbean, including at least 400 people in Haiti. Colombia's President Juan Manuel Santos was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize Friday for his efforts in securing the end of a more than five-decade-old conflict with Marxist rebels. Later Friday, Santos went on Colombian television to express his gratitude and to tell citizens he was sharing the honor with them.
La recibo no a nombre mío.
He says, I don't receive this in my name, but in the name of all Colombians, especially the millions of victims from this conflict, we have been suffering for more than 50 years. Colombians, this is for you.
Colombianos, este premio es de ustedes.
Santos and Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia leader Rodrigo Londano signed the historic peace accord last month. The treaty was later rejected by a majority of voters in a referendum. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has issued an apology after a 2005 video surfaced showing him making lewd comments about women. In the video, Trump brags to former Access Hollywood host Billy Bush about kissing, groping, and trying to seduce women who were not his wife. He also boasts that when you're a star, women will let you do anything. Trump was recorded because he was wearing a microphone for his appearance on a television drama. In his statement, Trump said it was locker room banter, a private conversation that took place many years ago. Bill Clinton has said far worse to me on the golf course. Republican Party Chairman Reince Priebus condemned the comment, saying no woman should ever be described in those terms. Democrat Hillary Clinton said on Twitter that, quote, we cannot allow this man to become president. The incident comes just 2 days before Trump and Clinton face off in the second presidential debate. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.